Welcome back to Smell You Later, your favorite podcast about
new equipment that we're not sure how to use.
Yes. Here we are trying to innovate. How do people do podcasts, genuinely speaking?
We've got a handle on it.
We've been doing this for 4 years, and if you could look at this device in front of us right now, you would laugh.
I could hear so much of myself.
Is it too much?
No. Okay. I mean, it's never too much.
Okay. I feel like it's been so long since we just did like...
I know. In person, even.
In person.
We've been recording our asses off, but never in person because we've been so guest heavy.
Yes, so guest heavy.
Fuck them guests.
Do not say that.
I'm kidding. It is nice to have a just us episode, though.
Yes, but...
I feel like that's what everyone prefers anyway. I'm like, why are we tripping over our dicks to get all these guests on?
Seriously.
Shit. It's funny. It's fine. What do you people like and why? Regardless, we're happy to do it.
We are happy to do it. I feel like we've also, between the two of us, been to so many events in the last couple weeks.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We have also been to Georgia.
Yes. Our once every 6 years EXO reunion.
We haven't started dying yet, no. So we really only get together when one of us gets married. Yeah. And we're running out of people to...
We have there's three of us that are unwed. Yeah. I am not in the running at all.
It's funny. Everyone was saying, okay, who's next? And we all looked at you, TikTok.
I'm not engaged. Marcy and Chris are engaged.
Oh, true.
So it's most likely going to be them.
Marcy,
you
hurry it up.
You are cohabitating, okay. So you're already...
Don't worry about me. Don't worry about what I'm doing.
I am constantly trying to ruin my boyfriend's career so he doesn't have to go on tour anymore. So we'll see how that works.
So he can hang out with you.
Yeah. Just kidding. But not. But mostly, yes. The Cara's wedding, which was in 2018.
God.
It was so fun.
So fun.
We
best
all
of my
got
life.
An Airbnb house together.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. It was like, it felt like a sorority house or something.
Yeah. It did.
Without all the sorority stuff.
There was just so much makeup.
So much makeup. And then I think we all had partners then, but we had a rule.
Not me.
No, not you.
I had depression.
Wait, were you with?
No, I was single.
Okay.
And spiraling. I was in a bad way that November. Oof.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Were you... Everyone... I was trying to figure this out. Was everyone partnered then?
Yeah.
Allie was married.
Yes.
Marcy was married.
Yep.
Sarah was getting married.
Yes.
Rachel had just met
Sasha. Yeah, she had, like, just started dating Sasha.
And then you...
And then I was with Dylan.
Yeah.
Yeah. R.I.P. Just kidding. He's not dead. But we had that rule where, like, no partners.
Yeah.
Like, no plus ones. It's just going to be us and we're going to hang.
And I was like, no worries, girl.
You're like, say less. Yeah. I like that. I wish we hadn't done that, but...
It made sense then because we all got a house.
Yes.
I am happy that we had our partners with us this time because we were staying separately. And I feel like...
We could have gotten a house.
Both worked out.
We
did. We could have.
I wonder what that's going to be like when a bunch of longtime friends goes to a wedding and then they bring their partners who are just like these men who've never met in each other.
Yeah. It was fine.
It was fine.
They're dudes.
They're dudes.
Who cares?
Yeah. I was glad that it wasn't siloed off.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah. Also, like, they're all great.
Yeah.
We were talking in our group chat after. We were like, it's really nice that we all like each other's partners.
Totally.
Like, it sucks when you have a friend group and then, like, everyone hates someone's partner and they, like, can't wait for them to freak up or something.
Totally.
But luckily, that's not the case.
It was funny, though, because we didn't have our partners with us, those of us who had them last time, this time just felt different. And I know it's been 6 years, so it is different in so many ways. But I was like, oh, my God, it just felt like another era.
It did.
You know what I mean? I'm like, it felt more adult, and not that having a partner makes you an adult. But it was just like, oh, huh. We're still together.
I think it does. Me also, too. Like, the things about adulthood no one tells you about is just like the admin. Booking the flights, booking the hotel, like using my credit card points. It's very adult. And I mean, it's nice to use credit card points to pay for things. But at the same time, I'm just like, God, no one tells you about the tedium of all this. And then just strategizing, planning our days, what we're going to do, like how we're getting to the wedding, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. But it's fun, though. You know what I mean? I think we're also so chill that it's...
Most of us.
What's that?
Most of us.
Most of us. Marcy's always up earliest with the questions.
Yeah.
You're always like, I don't care. Stop texting me. I feel like it's like
me questions.
I feel like it's me and Kara, the ones who are finding the places and making the plan and like executing. It's like, here's where we'll be. Here's when we'll be there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But no, it all worked out. It was so nice. It was truly like the highlight of my year even before it happened. It was like our Met Gala.
I know. We need to do it more.
We have
often.
To get something on the calendar just once a year.
Seriously.
We can't not.
One of us needs like a vacation home.
Literally.
Somewhere nice that we can all go to.
Before...
Okay, that's like a complete side note to listeners who were not aware of Tynan and me prior to this podcast.
That's true.
And our history of writing about beauty on the internet. But
we go way back.
We go way back. It's for the heads. It's for the real heads.
For the real heads.
Yeah. You know what was great, actually?
What?
So because I was seeing all of you guys in person, I was like, oh, this is a great time to like gift everybody who didn't, I already didn't gift like a bottle of Die Hard with a Vengeance. Mm-hmm. And I gave them to Rachel. Then she was like, oh my God, how did you know I didn't have a wedding scent yet?
Oh.
And I was like, you do now, girl.
I love that. Yeah. That's so
I was like,
cool.
Wow, I feel honored.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
I also, I think I posted about this yesterday. I went to Stell to do a restock.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I feel like I'm now like, I was like looking at my invoices from them and I'm like, it's every month now. I do a restock with them.
Nice, good.
And every time I go there, I'll have a really nice long catch-up chat with Jake.
Yeah.
And he was telling me that somebody came in. I don't know if they came in just to browse or wanting to smell it. They came in and bought a bottle of Die Hard with a Vengeance as their, she's a musician, as her stage scent,
yeah.
Her performance scent. But I thought it was so cool.
So cool. Who is she?
So I posted it and then I was like, I didn't ask who it was because I'm like, it's none of my business who you are. Like, thank you so much. But also live your life, girl.
Yeah.
And then somebody DM'd me and was like, hey, that's my friend. Which I was like, the world really is so small.
Who is the friend?
And the band is called Sorry Darling.
Oh.
They're based in Brazil. You're, oh.
Yeah, I just, you know, I thought I wanted to be like Charlie XCX or something.
No, it's not fucking Charlie. No, God, no. She's on the Valentino contract.
That's true.
But I don't know. I just thought it was really cool.
No disrespect to Don't Worry Darling, who the fuck your name is.
I was just very honored that someone would want to,
I love that,
wear that. And it makes them feel empowering, dare I say.
Have you thought about hitting up Scent Bar and seeing if you can stock it there?
No, I don't want to.
Oh, okay.
I was talking to Jake about this because now all these brands hit them up, including bigger brands,
sure,
and stock there because now that they're a really cool, hyped up spot.
Uh-huh.
But Jake is like, no, I want people like you who are creatives, mm-hmm, who aren't, you know, industry professionals, because he's like, I want Stell to be a place of discovery, not necessarily like we have everything you,
sure,
want as a perfume,
right,
lover. He's, no, I want people to come here and see things that they wouldn't see anywhere else.
That's cool.
Which I thought was really cool. And it's really doing something that other people don't do out of fear, mm-hmm, of their business failing.
Right.
But it seems to really be working
seems
for them.
Work, right?
Yeah. He didn't tell me not to say this, but they are thinking of opening up a second location, which,
where at?
I'm like, in Manhattan.
Sick.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, that's crazy. Having two shops.
I know.
So close to each other, but with the demographics, like not at all.
D.S. & Durga has 20 locations
in
Manhattan.
That's true. You're totally right.
That surprises me, but
it is crazy when you consider, it's not that crazy. It's very normal for New Yorkers. Some people just like, do not leave their neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Like genuinely.
Some people don't go to Brooklyn.
Yeah. Especially, they won't cross a river.
Right.
Which, I've never lived in Manhattan, so I don't know that. But I do also refer to Manhattan as Work Island.
Yeah, you
so
do.
So I'm like, on the weekends, I'm like, why would I go to Work Island?
Yeah.
That's where I go to work on the weekdays.
Right.
So I get the mentality. But good for them. I really hope it happens.
Yeah, same.
But also, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so much so soon.
I know. But yeah, I don't want them to like get, you know,
yeah,
outsized.
Yeah, yeah. It's like when you discover something pure and great, and you're like, oh no, what if they like get too big?
Also, they've been open for 5 minutes.
Calm I know. I mean, that's great if they can do it, dude.
Yeah.
Also, it just makes me wonder. I'm like, how do people do things in this city?
Literally. Where's your money from?
How are people doing things so much?
Honestly.
I'm like, what am I doing? How come I can't do this? If you need a consultant for beauty strategy and fragrance, please hit me up.
That makes two of us.
That's real. Yeah.
What have we been to lately? The 11/11 event.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? That was cool. Sable and I went to this
Lake and Sky
yeah, event, mm-hmm, at what the fuck hotel
was
it?
Some hotel.
So it's a gorgeous old New York hotel on Fifth Avenue. And I met the founder of Lake and Sky.
I did not meet the founder there.
She was cool. She would make for a really good episode.
Okay. Cool.
If we ever felt called to do that. I also went to, I should tell you this off mic, I went to another fragrance event and I met a founder who was so cool and so lovely. But
wait, which one? We can bleep it out. Oh, you went to that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But we should talk to Sky Woman.
Okay. That Lake and Sky Woman. This event was actually the first time I actually smelled any of their scents.
Oh, right.
And I think they only had, they have a scent 11/11 that's one of their bestsellers, mm-hmm, and they're doing kind of 11/11, I don't know if I would call them flankers.
I would call them flankers, yeah.
Yeah, okay. There's a vanilla one. There's
an azure one.
Azure.
They have a bunch more fragrances, all of which are pretty nice.
Yeah.
I'm not really a body girl, but Deadcool just released or expanded, mm-hmm. and I think re-released. They did something to their body collection mm-hmm. with the ones that smells like static, the one that you like.
Extra Milk.
Extra Milk.
I love the body collection of Extra Milk.
I love the one of Taunt. And yeah. those are their only two. So it's very Sable and
Oh,
Tenement.
I didn't realize that they only did the two scents. But yeah, I received all of the Extra Milk body stuff.
Yeah.
I fucking love it. The hand soap especially.
It took me a second. I love. So I have the Taunt hand soap in my kitchen. Mm-hmm. And it is just so nice. And again, I don't really like scented body products like that. But Taunt, you can get me with any day. I'm so happy they put out a hand cream. Ugh. Oh, yeah. oh. And the Necessaire, I think I'm looking at them. Mm-hmm. I think you got them. Just put out body
those
lotion.
Big old jugs of body lotion.
Which scents did you get?
I got eucalyptus and olibanum.
I've got olibanum too. I really like that olibanum scent.
I think it's okay. I wish they had sent the Santal instead.
I
had it.
Yeah, they didn't offer that one, but I do. I don't know how I feel about Santal, but I really do like the Necessaire Santal body wash. So
yeah,
I do think the body lotion would be nice.
Yeah. Wait, did they not make one? That's surprising.
They did. They just didn't send it.
Okay.
We can only choose those two.
Great. Even I received them randomly and I forgot that I had opted into that. And mm-hmm. I was like, great, more body lotion. That's going to, it's like all back. It's queued up. If I try to use all of the body products I have now, it'd be queued up till 2027.
Totally. I like the Necessaire is very hit or miss for me, but they've been hitting more so lately.
Yeah. I wonder, I feel like they've been doing more and more releases.
Yeah. And I feel like they're working, no surprise, scent into more.
Scents. Yeah.
Not new for them, but I feel like they're really leaning in.
Their original body lotion, which was unscented. Mm-hmm. I was like, why?
Yeah. I wonder if they will go into fragrance, like fine fragrance.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
You think? Because they're not
candles?
No. Okay. I don't. I think they did, but.
Yeah, I feel like they did at one point.
I think for holiday.
Yeah. Like a limited edition thing.
I don't know. It'd be interesting to see because they only do that really simple one note shit with their body collection, but it would be interesting to see what they would do for fragrance.
Yeah. I do like the eucalyptus scent a lot.
Do you? That would remind me too much of Equinox.
Yeah, it's triggering.
Yeah.
I was going to say, this is kind of a pivot, but it makes me think of like Merit just released a fragrance.
Yeah. What the hell?
Merit, the makeup brand, just released a fragrance. And of course, it's one of those like the only one you'll need.
Do you get it?
I did not. Okay. They're like the denim jeans of fragrance, blah, blah, blah. Like kind of that.
So sick of them.
Which like, again, I haven't smelled it, so I cannot say for certain, but I'm like, I get a feeling what this will smell like based on the description of it, which is just like every fucking other thing mm-hmm. that's like skin scent / everyday scent / comfort, whatever.
Yeah.
Like that profile.
For sure.
The bottles do look like the Orebel bottles a little bit.
The bottle is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Kara likes the scent.
Okay. I would be curious to smell it, but it is interesting that we are now seeing all these beauty brands or beauty adjacent brands. They're like, we got to do a fragrance now.
Yep. I don't like Merit at all.
I've never tried any.
Their products are fine / good.
They were surprisingly, when I saw their price point, I was surprised that they were, that the price point they were.
Low or high?
High.
Really?
I think like in my head, I was like, oh, this is like a, what is that one? It's like a basic everyday makeup brand that's almost like Flesh Beauty or
like
something.
All of them.
Yeah, like the ones that are just like everyday basic makeup, mm-hmm. but at affordable price. I don't know.
Yeah.
It wasn't giving the price. Well, I'll just put it that way.
I tried all their shit and it's fine. I remember opening their PR box and the inside of it said something like, I think it just said less is more or something. And I'm like, really still? Or like,
less is more, but keep buying our
something
products.
Even worse than that. No, make. And I was just like, this feels really
that marketing
played.
Is so a snake eating its tail.
Yeah, I know. It was in 2020 or 2021. And even then I was just like, I was
less is more. That's why we keep launching new product category.
I'm just like, it's okay to wear makeup. Shut up. Yeah. You're a makeup brand. I will say the blush bangs though. But
fair enough. I mean, their color palette does look like the things that I would go for. So I'm like, okay.
Oh, I have something for you.
Yay. Lives on air presents. What the heck? Oh my gosh.
Don't get excited.
Okay. So Tynan has just presented me with, I thought it was cake at first and then I read the text and it says Cult Gaia. So I'm assuming these are the scents.
It's one of them.
Or one of them. Did they send you all of them?
I don't know what they did. They were going to send me a discovery set. And then I think someone who knows us or follows us jumped in and they were like, yeah, we're happy to. So they sent us two full size ones, and a Sable and a Tynan. I think this one I would like better, but I think it's more you.
They have four scents total?
They have three.
Three. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Cult Gaia, if you don't know, is a women's fashion and accessories brand, which is pretty cool.
I like how they make crazy purses that hold like a lollipop.
I know. They're all shaped like seashells. I'm obsessed with them.
I love that stuff.
But this is...
The bottles are so cool.
The Cult Gaia bottle is so cool.
It looks like a cowboy.
They all have names that sound like grunts. What is this? What is this one called? Like Waz? Mast.
Mast. Okay, so I'm holding Mast in my hand.
Oh.
Is it?
It's like bergamot-y, greeny, freshy.
Oh, that is pretty.
Yeah.
I saw, I think on Fragrantica, someone, some description called this the O word, I think.
The O word?
Oriental.
Oh, no, this would not be it.
I didn't think so either.
It calls out Italian bergamot, natural coconut, rhubarb, pink pepper, orange blossom, Haitian vetiver, and velvet musk. This is like a, just like a fresh aquatic.
It's really pretty.
Green.
You
scent.
Can get that coconut from it a lot. That's gorgeous.
You do, yeah.
So they have, the Cult Gaia scents are called.
The other ones.
Mast, Noor, and Zahn. Mast, Noor, and Zahn. We got to start using our words, girls. They sent me Zahn, the pink one, and it smells like icy shampoo. Yeah, it's a little more floral.
I felt like these would smell like what they smell like.
They smell like something, though. I'll give
like,
them
knowing
that.
Knowing the Cult Gaia customer,
yeah,
they're going to smell like hot girls. Pretty.
This is pretty, though.
Clean girl. Girl.
This smells like a cruise ship. No, I disagree. Like these actually smell like something.
They smell like nice luxury perfumes, but it's a smell I've smelled before. They're not breaking the mold, but I don't think they set out to do that necessarily. I do think the bottles are very, it's like a macaroni. It's cool.
I like this.
What's the price point?
Actually, these are $228.
Are you kidding me?
Sounds like a lot of money.
It's a
lot of juice.
It's a bit much, love.
Yeah.
200 something whatever for 50 mls of an, okay. How much are their bags though? Their bags are expensive.
Like 500.
Yeah, okay. So
I like this, actually. I like anything
again, it's a nice scent. I feel like the customer who would buy that is just like a diehard Cult Gaia customer then. And then genuinely, I'm like, who is that?
I think Cult Gaia is getting bigger and bigger. That, the Frankie shop, those sort of not designer, cool. But luxury.
Yeah. I call them influencer brands because that's the only way I know about them. Yeah.
Sable, what do you smell like today?
Okay, so I smell like Delphinus by Creed. They had sent me a tiny little sample vial of this ages ago, and I was so offended I didn't smell. Just kidding. I probably smelled it and was like, eh. Then I smelled it again they had a little event at their boutique on the Upper East Side, and I was like smelling their whole collection again.
Yeah.
And then I was like, wait, this is so good. Delphinus, it's like one of their newer releases. They're all for everybody. Yeah. And this is their woody, amber, orris, and leathery scent is how they...
Oh, this is...
But all I get is cherry.
Yeah, it's
all cherry. I get cherry. And I love cherry.
Is there cherry in it?
No.
What?
Okay, so they call out... I mean, there might be. Who knows? They call out black pepper, incense, almond. Almond also shares a lot with cherry,
right.
So it could be that.
You're right.
Pink pepper, heliotrope, orchid, orris, butter... Patchouli, tonka bean, amberwood, leather accord, bourbon, vanilla. But
I
love it. It's like ambery. It's like a, sorry, not ambery. It's like an irisy cherry. Iris
like,
almond cherry.
It smells like a grape Laffy Taffy.
Wait, what?
It does. It's cool.
This was probably one of their more low-key scents. All the Creed scents are just so punchy.
So punchy.
But the event was for their re-release of... Aventus Absolute.
Yeah, I got to talk to you about this.
Which is a flanker of Aventus, which is one of their flagship fragrances.
It's like the original fuckboy fragrance.
Is it?
Yes, Creed Aventus.
But like
every barber wears it.
I did not know that.
You like perfume, Creed Aventus? Yes, I know Creed Aventus.
So funny. I like this a lot better than the original, though.
Okay.
Like a lot better.
This, I know that there's pineapple in it.
Yeah.
It's so pineapply. It smells
so
good.
Yeah. It's like pineapple and leather. It's incredible.
Why do I like this?
I know. It's like when you meet a person who's like kind of repulsive, but you're like, why do I like him?
It's musky though. It does smell like pineapple boy.
Yeah. I was saying that this is giving like the grown up, I don't know, quote unquote grown up version of Hawthorne Canary Diamond.
Totally.
Which I also love and I think is great.
Oh, it's getting muskier though.
Yeah. But this is just like the punchy... The loud businessman version of that.
I want to put this on, but I'm afraid of what will happen to me if I do.
Oh my God.
I don't think I can.
You just started saying some out-of-pocket shit.
Literally. Yeah, I'm going to leave this one.
But apparently Creed released it not too long ago, maybe last year, thinking that it would be so popular.
Yeah.
And it was popular, but maybe not as much as they had Donald.
Really?
And they made too many units. So the re-release is to pump through the rest
of
the units. How are
they re-releasing if they just released it and nobody bought
it? I think the fact that it's limited edition is part of the draw.
But wait, they released it last year and they're re-releasing.
It was limited edition.
Yeah.
And then it went away and now it's back. So it's something that you can only get at a certain time of year.
They're probably just stopped selling it to create the scarcity and they're probably just sitting in a warehouse. Like,
no, that's exactly it.
You got to move these units.
That's exactly it.
Congratulations.
I don't feel like this time around it'll probably sell out because it already has the pre-established hype and people are just like buying more and more fragrances.
I'm actually floored that this didn't at least sell out.
I'm honestly surprised. I was like, wait, this is really good.
This is like Dude Scent 101.
Yeah.
How does it wear on the skin?
I haven't worn it on skin, I'm afraid.
Has Noah?
Oh, he's been on fucking tour.
All right. Quit your job.
Quit your job.
Me saying that.
No, but I told him about it. And I was like, I'm going to need, we don't need a patch of your skin to spray this on later on.
Send me your arm.
Send me your arm. Tynan, what do you smell like today?
I smell like NDA by Forever Mood. NDA is my favorite thing to sign.
It's so funny.
This is obviously Forever Mood, Jackie Ina's, formerly Jackie Ina, now Jackie Asamoah.
Wait, what?
Jackie Ina. She changed her last
name. Oh, okay. I thought you meant that it was a different person.
No.
I was like, wait, what?
No. And actually, I worked on this launch, which I love, but they never sent me the scents. So they sold out really quickly. So when they came back, I like hit them up and I was like, can you send me these, please? I want to wear them. They all sounded great because they're all very gourmand and they have this sort of Jackie attitude, which I love. This has a lot of depth to it. The notes that they called out, I guess we called out, I called out, are spiced rum, tobacco flower, and vanilla bean. And I love the name NDA for a fragrance. Listener, if you don't know, an NDA is something that you sign before taking a job that you essentially have to keep all their secrets. Yeah, it's great. It's warm. It's sweet. It's got a lot of depth. That I wore another one from the collection last night. Mm-hmm. And I'm wearing this today. Don't wear as loudly as I thought they would.
Oh.
I know there's a ton of fragrance in the air right now, so it's probably not. But
yeah.
I was surprised by how closely it wore to the skin, which is neither here nor there. Last night I wore a fragrance by the same brand called I Am Her. It was interesting because the notes of I Am Her are red velvet, pear, and raspberry, and then oud. Mm. And you spray it on and it is just sort of like pretty girl.
Mm-hmm.
But then that like chocolate cakey red velvet and the oud really pull up and give it a lot of almost smoky chocolatey depths in a way that was really satisfying. I mean, it was pretty, it was like familiar with a sexy dark spin.
Yeah.
I was really intrigued by how much I liked it and how much I kept going back to it and smelling my wrists. This one is really great too. But yeah, they're on the quieter side, but that is okay. They all have custom bottles that look like gems. They're really beautiful. They are $79 for 50 milliliters.
Very affordable. Yeah,
people seem to love them. They cannot keep them in stock.
Damn.
And I'm happy to be finally wearing them.
Wow. She really did it.
She really did it.
Yeah.
Look at her.
Good for her. I remember, I think it was Emma who was telling us that Jackie Ina was blocking people who kept asking about whether she was changing her name or something.
There's some drama.
And it just became like a joke. And then she like did a video or a reel wearing a shirt that said, I got blocked by Jackie.
That's what, she's so funny.
I know. I was like, I don't think I get it, but do you, girl?
This is actually light enough that I am going to put on this coat, guys.
Okay. Oh my God. Look at him layering. I love the bottle.
I do too. The bottle is on my nightstand or my dresser as like decor.
Yeah. I got to figure out a fucking fragrance storage solution here. I'm drowning.
My office and
it looks insane.
Perfume room.
Look at these. Just boxes stacked on boxes.
No, I got to donate.
That's my temporary solution. But we talked about doing a fragrance swap event with Arabelle in December.
That's right.
I feel like I'm just going to bring a shit ton of fragrances there that I'm like, I don't care what happens to them, please someone take them home. Orphaned fragrances,
right?
So that'll probably be my purge. But yeah, we'll update you with details. We're figuring out all the event planning for that, but it'll be sometime in mid-December in New York City.
Were you supposed to say that?
I'm speaking it into, I mean, like, we're already doing it.
That's true.
But yeah,
we're doing a lot.
And if it doesn't happen, I said nothing.
Exactly.
You don't remember me saying that at all.
I feel like we have some voice notes.
We have some voice notes. I love when you send them.
We love our community.
We love our community. Okay, let's start with this one.
Hey, Sable and Trinan, huge fan of the pod. So you guys have talked a lot about how certain scents can be tied with very particular memories or like emotions. And I was wondering if you guys think it's possible to rewire your brain's associations with particular smells. For me, that fragrance is Aesop Quill. I love it. I love dark, kind of scratchy woods. And I want to wear it on myself, but not if it's going to remind me of this dude I hooked up with years ago. His apartment smelled very strongly of this fragrance. Yeah. What do you guys think? Is it possible to recontextualize a fragrance? Anyways, thanks so much. I will smell you later.
Great question. Nothing worse than a man running a scent.
Oh my God. Raise your hand if you have been personally victimized by Aesop scents.
Literally.
We all have an ex-boyfriend who wore Hoyle, myself included. But I gave it to him, so that's my fault. And it's funny because I know what that scent smells like. So I'm like, ah, it is a nice scent and I could see a lot of dudes wearing it. But we talked about this on our episode with Rachel Herz.
We did.
A couple years ago. Basically, it's like you have to do immersion therapy almost.
Yeah.
You have to basically break your association with the scent by associating the scent with so many other innocuous things.
Yeah.
I have to say that I have done it.
Yeah.
Not by choice, by force, but I used to date a guy that wore Dior Sauvage right when it was really new. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have this fuckboy association with it because he was not a fuckboy, but I didn't really ever or dislike the scent. It was just like something that he wore it really before it took off in the way it has. So it did remind me of him for a really long time and in a way that I like did not love. Mm-hmm. But now so many fucking guys wear it that it has broken me of that. And now it just, I don't have that association anymore. Now I just associate it with douchebags. Yeah, I mean, it does work. And I'm not going to say it's going to work for you, but it worked for me.
I think it will be uncomfortable before it becomes comfortable.
It's just like breaking up in general.
Yeah. I haven't had a breakup in a long time, but it always knocks you on your ass in unexpected ways. And things like, even when you're like, I knew this would happen. Or even if it's like, I don't know what you call it, amicable breakup.
Yeah.
There is still like the little bits that will pop up 3 months later. Oh, then totally. You're like, I'm in my feelings.
Totally, totally. Yeah. I mean, there's still sadness, even if it isn't, you know?
Yeah. So, and I see how scent could help in that.
You know what? Also, I think is a big thing in breakups people sort of overlook sometimes is just the change in routine.
Yeah.
And I know I'm a Virgo saying that. And I just
absolutely.
That can fuck you up. Yeah. Like feelings aside.
I know.
I don't know.
I remember, and he's not the only person who said this, but like I remember Noah telling me that the most traumatic thing for him with breakups is that you go from talking to this person every single day to just never talking to them again.
Right.
And of course, my sassy ass was like, why don't they want to talk to you? But no, that's happened to me too. When someone cuts you off and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
And then you're like, what do I do?
If you're going through a breakup right now.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Keep going. It gets better.
I'm not going to lie. This called Gaia Fergus is kind of hitting
you. You love it. You're like, you're going to take it back.
I like anything with coconut though. Okay. So.
If you want to keep it, I will not object.
But it's an orb.
I know.
It's top of my orb. I don't need to keep it.
I kind of want to call in the other ones. Just call them. Anyway. Yeah, I'm sorry. You're going to have to whill up your life for a little bit. Or like maybe choose like a doll or something. I don't know. A plushie. I'm an owner of plushies, so I assume everybody else owns plushies. But like,
not on plushies.
I don't know. Something.
Yeah.
Bring it to work. Spray your coworker with it. Don't do that. It's assault.
Guys got to stop wearing ASF. Let's start there.
No, I would of course have them. I don't think they would want. I feel like we asked them like ages ago and they just left us on red, which fair.
They're lost.
They're lost. You know what? Why don't you invent a fragrance we can pronounce?
True, exactly. Stop making up words. They liked us a lot.
Did they?
Yes. When they released that Otherland collection, Othertopia.
Because we gave them so much lip service.
I know. And they were,
I legit did actually enjoy those scents.
I did too, actually.
But they
Because I hate them and I like those
scents.
Yeah.
But I don't think they...
Should have struck while the iron was hot.
Yeah. Iron anyway. Was not struck. Anyway, hope that helps.
Hey, Tynan. Hey, Sable. First time hotliner, long time listener. Love the pod. I'm calling because Tynan, last week you went off on scented laundry detergent and I loved it. I've never felt more seen. The funny thing is though, I actually work for a scented laundry detergent company. I don't want to say who it is. And I love the fragrances, but I will never wash my clothes with scented laundry detergent. And I've thought about this a lot. It comes down to I would feel stuck if all of my clothes smelled the same. I want my body and my clothes when I go out into the world to smell different. I want to explore scent. I want to choose something based off of how I'm feeling that day or where I'm going or trying something new. And I would just feel too restricted if the only fragrance I could wear was something that was layered onto what my clothes already smell like. So where scented detergent does make sense for me and might make sense for y'all is in things you want to smell consistent. Your bedding, like your sheets, your blankets, your towels. Those are things that I want to smell clean, but I also want them to smell more than just clean. Like I want them to smell fun and have a signature scent. And so maybe that's the secret to y'all loving scented laundry detergent. If you want the good stuff, let me know. I promise they won't be too floral. Try them on your sheets, your bedding, your towels, and you might become obsessed. Love y'all. Cheers.
Not his voice been kind of high.
I know you.
He said my name and I was like,
oh. You just start sweating.
I am like, sweating.
So red right now.
Thank you for that voice note. And
I agree.
And not naming the laundry brand you work for, although we can see it in your email address. So shout out to you and your company. That is exactly how I feel, how I think I feel about really scented detergents. I have not taken that approach, but exactly. I don't want my clothes to smell a certain way, but I am interested in my sheets and towels to smell a certain way.
I washed my linens with Dead Cool Extra Milk Laundry Detergent at my laundromat. But the problem is that everyone uses fucking Tide and All and Downy. And those scents are so strong that, like, you know, kind of one of those like enzymatic natural laundry scented detergents. Oh. They just don't stand a chance.
They get eaten up.
It's just my towels come back. They smell like Tide. Yeah. They smell like Tide until I wash them again.
Sure.
It's insane how that scent lingers. I'm like, Dead Cool, I think you got to really... up.
You gotta amp it. Yeah, I
use Dirty Labs. Dirty Labs as well for my regular clothes. And honestly, even that, the scent is a very faint.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what I use.
Really?
And it was a floral scent, so that's not for me. Mm-hmm. That's why I did not like it.
Okay.
As a scented laundry detergent, I thought it was really effective. If I did like that kind of shit, I would have really liked it because that was not faint for me.
Really?
And I didn't use a whole ton. I think
maybe
I used
the dryer. It like burns it off or something. I don't know.
I rewashed everything immediately because I was like, nope, but I forgot my jeans.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, my knees smelled like floral. This is florals. I don't know.
I didn't get that from it.
Oh, girl.
I like wish I did.
No. That laundry brand that reached out to us about the event that we did not go to but thought about going to, I should have gone. They have one.
They have like savory ones.
Ew.
Not savory, sorry. Like a leather scent.
Oh,
like,
Yeah. They have one with saffron in it. I want to get my hands on that one, and I want to use it on my sheets.
Oh my gosh,
I think, I'm not the only one sleeping in that bed, so I guess I should talk to him about it, because it'd be nice, because like, now our sheets just smell like cum, but.
Oh my God.
I do want to check that out.
Wash your freaking sheets,
I'm kidding. I wash my sheets
every week. I know.
But yeah, I am interested in exploring that. Maybe we'll do that and come
We've
back.
Had the cum smells like bleach conversation.
Do we? Yes.
We've had that.
Do we have, do we still have their email? All right.
We could find them. We have his email address. So we
true.
But they were, Firmenich also did the event with them. So we could also reach out through Firmenich.
Oh, word. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Okay.
Hello, Smiolator LLC. I want to get the both of your thoughts on the fragrance industry's fixation on longevity and sillage. We've all seen designer houses produce intense flankers of their offerings, but I'm now seeing that the niche market is succumbing to the demand for performance. Byredo released Mojave Ghost, an Absolute de Parfum concentration, whatever that means. Mathieu Premier debuted an Extrait collection, which is absolutely wild to me, given the fact that they were already known for making quote-unquote beast mode fragrances. And so I wanted to know what the two of you make of what I find to be an increasingly concerning trend in the market.
I mean, a lot of it's marketing. People want longevity. That's one of the top search terms when it comes to fragrance.
Again,
long-lasting.
We're still seeing a lot of fallout from COVID and beauty and fragrance and I can't really speak on fashion, but certainly in beauty and fragrance, in the way that we wear makeup and the way that we want our skin to look now that we can actually see our faces below the eyes. And post-COVID, a lot of people wanted stronger fragrances. One, because we were back outside. too, because I think that a lot of people's senses of smells were fucked with and they wanted something stronger.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of post 2020, post all of that, plays into this era of parfums, absolutes, intenses.
Yeah.
Yeah. The pendulum will swing back. But again, I think as we've talked
about, we're in like a maximalist trend right now.
Yes. And we've talked about some trends come and go, and some trends come. But then when they go, they leave behind some of the good. And I think now these stronger formulations will be more of the typical conversation in fragrance. Yep. But we are in the thick of it right
now. Yeah. I have this theory. It's not that far-fetched of a theory, but I do feel like because fragrance as a category is so popular now, and every brand wants to get the most amount of customers possible, therefore they have to appeal to the most mass demands. And generally what the mass want is value.
Yeah.
And they think if they're spending a ton of money on a fragrance, they want that shit to last.
Totally.
They want everyone to be able to smell it for as long as it's on their skin.
Yeah.
That's why, because long-lasting fragrances is like one of the most searched terms. Mm-hmm. So it just makes sense for them to not have to spend too much money to make an existing scent in intense and have them have it just make so much more money for them.
It's also just a great and easy way to extend a franchise.
Yeah.
You could do a cloud vanilla.
Yeah.
Or you could do a cloud intense.
Yeah.
And it's just, more of what I love. Why wouldn't
exactly.
I want that?
Yeah.
And I think that some people do, one, they do go nose blind to what they're wearing.
Mm-hmm.
And two, depending on what they wear, I mean, everyone knows like some fragrances don't last until the end of the day. But and if I like that and I do want it to last, and then they come out with an intense, an extreme, whatever, boom, there you go. So I think it's just an easy get what.
I just had this idea because you know how skincare brands are brands that sell like liquid products, like body products. Mm. They can always come out with an economy size.
Yeah.
But you can't really do that with fragrance.
Yeah.
Creed has those ginormous bottles.
Yeah, Killian like has thousands the decanters
too. Of dollars, but that's just not realistic.
Yeah.
But because they can't do economy size, they'll do intense.
Right.
But like, it's more of what you love.
Right.
But I went to an event with Mathieu Premier this week.
Oh, yeah.
And they were talking about the X-Straits because I was really curious about them.
Are they new?
Yes.
They're all
newish.
New.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they didn't do all of the scents. They only did five or six of them, which I thought was interesting.
Okay.
But I asked that question too because I was like, yo, these are freaking punchy enough, man. You're going to knock someone out. You're going to put someone in hospital with these scents.
Yeah.
And he said that they're not meant to be more powerful, but they added things to the scent profile. So it's not the same formula.
Hmm.
They added different accords to basically give you a different experience of the scent and a different wear journey.
Okay.
For instance, Santal Austral, which is their Santal. I was like, whatever. I don't really care about sandalwood. But then they added a cardamom accord to the X-Straight, the Santal Austral X-Straight. And I fucking love it.
Ooh.
It's so nice. It's so much more complex. It's
ooh,
so much like,
I like
cozier.
That.
So I was like, oh, okay, I see. You're trying to basically highlight a different facet of the namesake note, like
cardamom, Santal.
Yeah. And the Santal just brings out the depth of the wood. So it's a clever idea. And I think under the name X-Straight, it's a little bit misleading.
So we're looking at Incense Suave, a powerful, addictive incense based on a unique accord with coffee and vanilla. What? Do you get that? I'm afraid to spray it.
I don't really get coffee and vanilla. I get vanilla because like, I sprayed Incense Suave.
Yeah.
Okay, so I dropped the bottle and it like crushed the atomizer a little bit and now it sprays wonky.
Yeah.
It's like a stream more than like a puff.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, so when I sprayed it, it just soaked my finger and like great. And despite washing my hands like several times, it still smelled like it.
Yeah.
But what I thought was most interesting, I was like, I don't really get incense from this, but I get something more almost like cozy and aquatic. I don't know. It's so strange.
I have it on the blotter right now.
Yeah.
All I'm getting is incense and vanilla.
Okay.
And a lot more incense.
Now the vanilla makes sense, but there is some like ozonic quality to it. I can't put my finger on.
I'm afraid to put it on. I'm also wearing now three things. So.
Yeah, because like Incense Suave, I was like, this is nice, but this isn't really like a me fragrance.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I was forced to smell it all day, I was like, something's up. Something's going on here. What's up?
Did they send you home with this one or could you pick?
No, they just sent me home with it.
Huh.
I wanted the Crystal Saffron one.
Yeah, you fucking ride for Crystal Saffron.
I know. Yeah, I wanted that one, but they didn't have it. Huh. Or the Santal Austral one, which they didn't have either.
I always forget that Mathieu Premier is not Maison Crivelli.
They are. Nope, they are different dudes.
Allegedly.
I've met them both. They're different men.
Do they have discovery sets? I would like to smell it.
They sent me home with a discovery set that has some doubles of what I already have, so I'll just give you the ones that I have double of.
Ryan always wears, not always, he whatever, but he wears a lot of crystal stuff.
Really? Yeah.
He just goes to my perfume shelf and likes something.
Yeah.
But he goes back to crystal saffron a lot. I'm like,
I got the little baby samples of crystal saffron. I don't know. I think it's a perception blindness issue. I have sample blindness because I feel like when I smell a sample vial, I just don't have the same experience, like the same complex experience as I do smelling something that came out of a full-size bottle.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I think it's sample blindness.
Yeah.
Am I using that correctly in the ways that people say like eyebrow blindness?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I never got it.
Like when people say they have eyebrow blindness, I'm like, what does that mean? What does it mean? I'll Google it.
I feel like you have a bias more than a blindness.
Yes, it is a bias. It is a snobby bias I have of not, I pretend I do not smell it. I fell into another eBay hole.
Oh God.
I'm tracking down Y2K.
Is that what I'm looking at?
Yes. I tracked down a bottle from the early aughts of Givenchy, Very Irresistible, which is the scent that I was obsessed with in my 20s. I would go to Sephora. I would spray the shit out of it myself. The employees would look at me horrified, and then I would fucking saunter out of there, not spending a cent.
Smells like laundry detergent.
It smells like girls.
Yeah.
It's funny, like now, like smelling it in hindsight, I'm like, oh, it just smells like girls. Why did I think this was the most sophisticated, sexy scent ever?
I do want to track down some things I wore in high school and college just to see.
It's a mind. It's such a funny way to time travel.
I know. I don't like going back there.
I know. I get it.
I want to smell Lucky You for men.
Yeah.
I do want to smell that one Ed Hardy fragrance that I bring up sometimes just because I feel like there are shades of it in other
things. Apparently Ed Hardy's coming back.
Oh, God. Yeah. We got a nod.
Yeah. I picked up a bottle. I picked up a tiny little splash bottle of Mugler Aura, which I don't think I got to smell when it released in like 2017. And then I got a bottle of Aura Sensuelle, which is apparently, according to Fragrantica, the more popular flanker. I honestly literally just bought them because of the heart-shaped bottles. They look like something out of Sailor Moon.
Are they here? Also, can I smell the one that smells like sunscreen you said?
Oh, yeah. The Mugler one. I'll get it. I think my brother sent me a TikTok where this person just posted just a huge cascade pouring out of a basket of all of her collected splash bottle minis. And I was like, I must get on that level. A lot of the Mugler releases in like the 2010s, they smell like girls. Yep. It's a little bit of a mall scent.
Smells like shampoo.
Yeah. The bottles are so good. The scents I wish were like a little bit more unique, but Mugler's got to make money. They're like, let Angel and Alien be the crazy ones, and then we got to make money.
Which one is this Angel?
Okay, so Angel Phantasm.
And the additions here to Mugler Phantasm are?
Pineapple Coconut.
You get the pineapple out of this one.
I get the pineapple coconut.
Why do they?
Everyone's doing pineapple.
Oh, everyone's doing pineapple. What the hell did I say?
Yeah. Did we not say this in one of our trend fucking forecasts 2 years ago?
That or maybe we just wanted it.
Hire us as consultants. I'm telling you. We know things before we know them.
I want to call this in.
It's nice. They also sent me the A-Man version and it's horrible. I feel like I'm being abducted in the back of a cab. But yeah, that is my... That's my fill the void activity as of late.
Love.
Collecting Y2K scents that I was obsessed with. And then it's like when I was a little kid, I was terrified of horror movies. I would have nightmares for weeks.
Yeah.
And then when I was an adult, I rewatched all the things that terrified me as a kid. And I was like, oh my God, they're so silly.
Oh, I saw the TV glow.
Oh my God, what did you think?
I don't know what I thought of it.
Okay. It's weird.
It's weird.
It's a weird, I had to sit there and be like, huh. And then I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay, so... There's a movie called I Saw the TV Glow.
Uh-huh.
It's an indie film. I've read that it's an allegory for the trans experience of the quote-unquote egg crack moment where you realize that the body you're in is not your reality of your internal self.
And it's once you realize that you've never uncracked the egg.
Exactly. Yeah. But also I thought because the whole movie is very steeped in 90s nostalgia.
Yeah.
And there's like a lot of nods to Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah.
And... These two high school kind of misfits are obsessed with this one TV show that's Are You Afraid of the Dark? And then one of them decides to leave town. The other one just is very passive the whole time and stays in town and like nothing really becomes of them. And it's like the very interesting metaphor for becoming so steeped in nostalgia that you just can't move on with your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me was terrifying because I'm like, I'm always on the brink of doing that, I feel.
What I noticed about it is that the whole... The style of the film is shot like Are You Afraid of the Dark? And just it's campy. It's like very 90s. Mm-hmm. And it really takes its time.
It does. Like, yeah, it's pacing, a slow burn for
it's
sure.
A real slow burn from start to finish, which is nice because, not to, again, be an old hag about it, but the influence of TikTok and the way that we watch anything visual now is crazy.
Yeah.
Even the way, like, movies are edited and shit and their pacing, like, watching something from the 80s or 90s and how long it takes to actually get to the start of the film from the intro and, like, the opening. It's so funny, whereas now you're just dropped in.
Yep.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Love to be 37.
I know. I hadn't seen a movie in a long time that kind of stayed with me.
Yeah.
And that one stayed with me for a few days after that.
Oh, it has not. So that washed off me. Like,
I know. I was spooked.
And we can't start it at an hour, but, like, the substance has stayed with me. And you got me to see that.
No, yeah. That also stayed with me. Yeah. It's funny. Arabelle wrote about it and they really hated it.
Hated it.
Which I thought was interesting because I would have assumed they would have loved it, but they hated it. And in their Substack, they explained why. And it made total sense to me.
Yeah. I really liked their piece. I really liked your piece about it.
Mm-hmm.
Two different takes, both of which were, I think, really great companion pieces. Not companion pieces, but just additions to how I was thinking through what I saw.
Yeah. To me, the focus is more about what do you do with all the rage you feel about the way women's bodies are subjugated and only valued if you're young and thin and hot.
Mm-hmm.
So I got that.
Yeah.
But I think also, you know, to what Arabelle had said, it's a sad movie about a woman who destroys herself because she's not hot anymore. So I'm like, yeah, I get that too.
And I think that a lot of people are focused on the beauty of it all, which obviously that's what it's about. But I think that there's being, maybe not, I don't want to, whatever, but I think that a lot of people are missing the point that, like, beauty is access. You know what I mean? It's not just about being pretty. Yeah, it was about her age and the way she looked, but it was also about the way that, it's almost about age as much as it is about beauty, even those things.
Oh, yeah.
Even though those things are two very intertwined ideas, but the access of those things give you, I don't know.
No, you're totally right. That's the point. It's like she literally lost her job when she turned 50 because her boss was like, it all ends at 50. And then she had to create a gross version that came out of her spine to
fucking
get her job. Mostly I was just like, you did all that just to get your job back?
Yeah.
No, kill them.
Okay, this is my question. And I think it's supposed to be. I think we're not supposed to know.
Ooh.
And this is not a spoiler, but if you haven't seen
Substance, it's been out for weeks. Spoiler warning if you haven't seen it and want to see it.
She was not sharing consciousness with her tether.
Like, yes and no. Yeah.
Because
they didn't know what they were doing. Yeah.
But when they asked her, do you want to stop? She said no.
Yeah.
Because she was, like, addicted to it. But I don't think she knew what was happening.
I know.
She hated the
that
version
also confused
of her.
Me. Yeah.
But. And the younger version of her was essentially, like, manipulating and, like, fucking her over, but she didn't want to stop. But if she wasn't experiencing that youth from her eyes.
No, I think they do share a consciousness. Because the other, like, the bodies go in this, like, dormant coma state.
Yeah, you're right.
While each one is awake.
It's not answered.
Yeah.
I think.
But I think she realized that because Sue was so addicted, Sue, played by Margot Qualley, the younger version of her, was so addicted to the power and the access and the fame that it got her. She knew that she wasn't going to be able to stop herself from ostensibly, like, stealing more time from her body, her original body.
Yeah, I guess maybe they did switch back and forth. I think it wasn't, like, Elizabeth Sparkle's consciousness in this other. I think she became a different person,
I think,
but
so.
Then they didn't like her actions.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I think
Well, there were times they would switch over and then she'd be like, what are you doing?
Right.
You know, they'd, like, wake up in the house that the other person had been living in for a week and they were like, oh, my God. Yeah.
I think it's supposed to be fuzzy.
It's a little fuzzy.
What I will say is that I was really terrified to see it. And it was basically a campy monster movie. It's gross, but it's not. I expected gruesome violence and it wasn't that.
No.
It's crazy.
It's icky. It's gross for sure.
I think it's funnier than it is gross.
I agree.
But I think I was just prepared for the absolute worst. And this
wasn't like torture porn.
No, and that's what I can't stand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It wasn't that.
I don't love gore, but if there's
a lot of practical effects.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh. Anyway.
It's like 3 weeks later. See the substance if you haven't.
Smell you later. Brought to you by the substance.
I wish. Sponsor us.
Literally.
They don't have money. They're an indie film. Anyway, that's our podcast. Thanks.
Yes, it was good to catch up. We loved your voice notes.
Yeah. We'll do more in future episodes.
Yeah, of course. We didn't really expect this to be a voice note episode, but we're happy to do it.
We just didn't want to have this whole episode be a Q&A.
Yeah.
But we will get to the rest of them in future episodes. Again, it's on our website, smileylater.live. So leave us a voice note there if you have a question you'd like to ask. You can find us on Instagram at smellyulater.mp3. I am at Sabletooth Tigra.
I'm at Tynan Buck. And until next time, we will smell you later.